Hey, check it out, y'all. We're going 40 naughty. This is the hiphopdigestshow.com, and this is Fleet of Party. Green City, rock, rock on. And we're going in with the fellas, and we're doing it 9,000. Fleet of Party, Hip Hop Digest Show. Green City, rock, rock on. Rock on, rock on, rock on, rock on, rock on.
Fifth element is knowledge. It's really the first element, because without knowledge, you won't be able to know how to do all that b-boy breaking, dancing. Without knowledge, you will know how to do your MCs and holding your breath to a certain style of ways where you could keep rapping on. Without knowledge, you would not know how to DJ and spin on cue and all that. So knowledge is really the first element. But since we came out with the DJ, b-boys, MCs, aerosol writers and stuff like that, then we just say we plead the fifth, 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 plead the fifth.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E. Green, a.k.a. Donald Thump.
The thump. The thump.
Wasn't ready for that shit, was you?
Nah, we wasn't ready for that. Yo, you know what? Before I get the show started, this is crazy. This came in on my phone at 7:25 p.m. this evening, before recording time, via Bleacher Report, and Kurt G will confirm this. It said trending video: rappers Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz detail partying with Jamarcus Russell the night before games with lean drinks.
Shit, ain't nothing lean about Jamarcus Russell though.
Lean drinks though.
No doubt. But that shit just remind me of that shit in Animal House where your boy was like fat, drunk, and stupid. Is no there way to go through life, yo.
Right. Yep.
It's unbelievable.
Nigga, you know you old school when you start talking about Animal House.
Oh yeah,
nigga.
No doubt. But I'm just saying, yo, Jamarcus Russell, you know, he got an NFL career ahead of him and he's hanging out with 2 fucking dopers drinking lean.
Well, down goes another one.
Down goes another one.
That's what's good. All right, let's get right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Troy Ave goes in on Joey Badass. So you got a little lyrical thing going back and forth. Okay, welcome back, New York. Just a smidgen. I mean, just a smidgen. However, the track takes a dark turn in the second verse where Troy Ave takes several shots at the pro-era MC and close friend, Capital Steez, who took his life in 2012. Mm. And then, of course, Troy Ave, because of the whole Twitter social media thing, he apologized for his comments. But then, Styles P, who said, chimed in, who talked about the pain of losing someone to suicide. Styles P's daughter committed suicide last year, and he said he's still, you know, fucked up over that situation, as anyone would be.
No doubt.
My question is, wow, once again, Troy Ave, not so much Joey Badass, but Styles P, these guys is doing a lot of shooting, a lot of drug selling,
a lot of fucking up the community on records.
On records. But how come now, you know, suicide is off limits? And I'm not saying that cavalierly. I've had a member of my family commit suicide. But I'm looking at this pragmatically. You know, you guys, like I said, not so much Joey Badass, but Troy Ave, Styles P, man, they doing a lot of fucking up the community otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody has their soft spot, I guess, right?
Yeah, and Styles P has a personal loss that he's thinking about when that's said. So that hit him in the heart.
So, but that was. But it's not a personal loss when he's selling bricks, and those bricks get trickled down and affect somebody else's family member.
That's right. That, as fucked up as that sounds, that's pretty much it.
That's it. It's not a personal attachment there. And that's all it's about. It's a personal attachment. It's what's personal, and that. Suicide is personal to him. Now, if he had lost a member of his family to smoking drugs, he'd probably have some personal attachment to that. Niggas out here selling drugs in the
community.
Well,
then he wouldn't be him on wax then.
No, he wouldn't be. He wouldn't be a hard white.
Right. You know what I mean? But I just wanted to revisit some things because that isn't some of the most... I mean, that's let me tell you something. You're talking about suicide, and again, I have a member of my family who has committed suicide. That type of talk is greasy. I will agree.
That's a low blow, my nigga.
That's greasy. But that's not the only low blows that we've heard.
Oh, this it's been going on for a while.
So let's talk about probably one of the biggest ones, super ugly. Jay-Z with the condoms left on the baby seat.
Nas's baby seat.
Nas's mom's baby.
Mom baby.
Yo, that's greasy.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean?
That is dirty. That's when I see you, I'm going to punch you in the face type shit.
Yeah, that's kind of greasy. On a little known track, Twista and the Speed Not Monsters. I remember when that record came out, and I was like,
he need to put them niggas
on baggage handling, and that's where they should have been on this album.
Damn.
But all that being the case.
Sir, may I take your bags, please?
Exactly. Put them niggas back on bellhop duty and shit. On a track called Cook County, where Twister is going at Bone Thugs with the line talking about, I don't know why you trying to compete or something. You'll be doomed pretty soon. You'll see your man Eazy-E soon.
Damn.
Man, it's crazy.
Shots at Eazy?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. You know what I mean? Remy Ma on a mixtape track called Most Anticipated joked about Foxy Brown being deaf, losing her hearing. I mean,
yeah, well, you know, and ain't no cut cards in this beat.
Ain't no cut cards in here.
I'm just saying, the person who commented on this was like the third person down was like, this is hip hop. We have rappers talking about killing, drug dealing, but right. Then yet they want to draw a line at suicide. You can't pick and choose when to talk crazy, then pull it back. That's from the comments.
And that's true.
That's true. That's true. Once you jump in the game and you step in that water, don't complain.
All's fair in love and war and hip hop.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sounds like a fucking TV show.
No doubt.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
And speaking of Styles P, just to add a little more sugar to the Kool-Aid, on the track Sorry Miss Jackson over the Outkast instrumental, Styles P, Jada Kiss is going crazy on 50's mom. Mm. Going crazy. And you know how niggas feel about their moms.
Yeah, I thought moms and babies were safe in the safe zone.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, woo. Oh, boy. They went in on that nigga's mom.
Oh, that was back when 50 was going at about 80 niggas at the same time.
That's true. So, I don't know. I look at that situation. I guess to a certain extent, when I look at that, again, I think about the, at least the lyrical battles. The glory of New York.
There's so many more.
No doubt. And we'll cover some big ones later in the show. That's we'll probably get to a part two on that situation. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Bubba Sparxxx quit rap and went back to being white. Now, that is not me saying. That is what the Dick Cry blog said, that he went back to being white. So they had a picture of Bubba Sparxxx when he signed to Timberland. You know, he's a bigger guy. You know, he's doing this rap thing. And now they show him he lost a lot of weight. Apparently, I guess he married some Miss Iowa. He's you know, an upstanding citizen. Hell, your boy Bubba Sparxxx is on his Twitter and joke, damn, I look like I should vote for Trump. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Damn.
College Park, the box.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? And then, you know, of course, he put out a lot of shit. I mean, Bubba Sparxxx, for his point, probably realize, you know, the gist of everything that's going on. He said basically it was a lot of weight loss, eating healthy, organic foods, you know, that whole type of thing. He was going along with it. But I'm going to put it right out there. The Afro-Americans, my nigga.
Damn, he said Afro.
Yeah.
I'm talking about. The
Afro-Americans, my nigga. Yo, they seemed like they was heated.
Oh,
now, Swerving, why would folk be heated? Because Bubba Sparxxx basically was like, you know what? I'm putting that rap shit down. I'm done with that shit.
He put that shit back
on
the shelf.
Man, damn.
Yeah. Put it in a box and threw it under the bed.
Hey, he's like, done with it.
I don't need that shit no more. Put away my winter sweaters.
Right.
Well, we still got Pow Wow.
No, I'm just saying, though, real talk, yo. I mean, some folk was kind of upset about
that.
He ain't
playing with that black shit no more.
Well, see, and that was what they was upset about, saying that this is proof that white folk in the culture ain't really in the culture. It's just something they pick up, play with, and put down.
Does seem like it, doesn't it, Creation and y'all?
Well, all the above. All the above.
But how about all these niggas that's in it but not really in it?
Boy.
A lot of these
you mean niggas, all the actors?
All these actors.
Preach.
the non-whites. that are not involved in the culture at all.
We the best!
another one.
Hey, look, and I guess that's the first thing I thought about. I was like, you know what? It, motherfuckers, they wanted to jump on Bubba Sparks' ass, but I was like, I can name about 25 motherfucking niggas.
I'm going to always be the first one to look in the mirror and say, nah, nigga. Before you jump over there, look at yourself first, motherfucker.
Another one.
Look what you're doing. Are you supporting the culture in any way?
Oh, shit. Nah, nigga. Get turnt drinking lean, nigga.
Another one.
Shit's ridiculous.
Get turnt, nigga. Was good.
Talking out their ass.
Oh, shit. That was good. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your boy Kendrick Lamar. Is saying fuck them other niggas because I'm down with my niggas. First week sales out the box is between 175 and 185,000 units. That's streaming plus something else, that new Fangle Math shit.
Boom.
Hey, that's better than what they was talking about for Macklemore, right?
Oh, shit. Macklemore was only like 50 to 60K.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. That's pretty fucking incredible. I mean, you know, it's not where it was. You know, we used to be like, damn, a million? What? And, but now it's like, wow, that's a lot of units, even including the new math. That's a lot of units these days.
See, that's why niggas, they ain't trying to listen to street rap.
This nigga Kendrick taking up all the space and shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Ain't no room out here for the rest of us.
Congratulations to Kendrick, yo. I'm always going to pull for Kendrick, yo. I'm in the tank for the young cat, you know what I mean? He has a social conscience. He's doing his thing. So I'm down with it.
Adonis over here throwing up his W.
Yo, that's what's up. No doubt.
What's that? Saeed?
No doubt. So it's good. No doubt. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, did Steph Curry sneak this Soulja Boy?
Yeah, I missed this, so I can't wait to hear what happened.
Well, basically, it's simple. Your boy Steph Curry was asked his opinion on Soulja Boy's new record. Guess what it's called?
What's it called?
Stephen Curry.
Oh.
So he's basically in the video about fucking 80 times. Stephen Curry in a Curry jersey. Stephen
wow. Curry.
So he's just Stephen doing what the Curry. Rest of these niggas is doing.
Yeah, basically.
He ain't the only one. It's a lot of niggas doing that dumb shit.
They ask him about it. So they ask him about it, and your boy Curry was like, I reserve judgment on that one. He said he had my jersey on in his video, and he says my name a lot, but it's not on my playlist, though.
Okay, so what you said was wrong, because that wasn't no damn sneak diss.
Direct connect. Bink, bink.
Yeah, that
take
was
that, nigga.
To jaw.
Oh,
and he was light work on it, too, because I'd have hit that nigga in the chest. Like, cardiac style, nigga. Don't say my name out your mouth no more, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, damn, not one of those.
Your shit.
I don't respect that bullshit you're doing, man, nigga.
Yeah, you hit him with the standard.
I'd have hit him cardiac style, nigga. Grab your motherfucking chest, nigga.
Damn,
fuck
yo.
That. Stop saying my name, nigga.
That clear.
Damn. There ain't no motherfucking Destiny's Child here. Don't say my motherfucking name no more, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
He said sneak this. I'm like, where's the sneak?
That nigga said, damn, he hit that nigga direct. He said, bink,
oh, that
bink.
That was fisted jaw, man.
Yeah, he caught him.
Clean,
but he was still standing.
Smooth out.
So the cat in the comments was like, in the user comments was like, "Yo, this shit ain't on Steph's playlist because it's trash."
Thank you very much. He took the words right out of my mouth.
And then on top of it, he was like, "The problem: these young niggas must be stopped immediately."
This is your brain on drugs.
Oh, my God. Nigga, I'll tell you, that article was absolutely hilarious. So they had your boy up there in the video, and he just kept saying his name over and over and over. I was like, damn, nigga. Really?
That's the thing, though. It's a bunch of them shits. Versace.
Yeah,
a
but
whole bunch of
yeah,
niggas
but he
that
like
saying
two,
that shit over and over.
Late.
Yeah, he is. But this nigga's still doing it, though.
Hey, you
niggas
know what?
Still saying the name over and over again.
And your boy Vince Staples talk about shit, nigga. Soulja Boy was some of the highlights of my childhood.
Ooh, I'd hate to have that childhood.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
That's for you,
not me. Superman in that hole.
Oh, shit. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Charles Barkley wants Kanye West to use his fame to make a difference. Now, this shit got all kinds of trapdoors in it.
Yes, it does. I already hear one in my mind.
Yeah, I know everybody's going to pick up the main.
Oh, God. I remember a commercial. So
oh, boy. Here we go.
First
niggas
thing that comes to mind is a commercial.
Niggas so let me read it. He was like, for somebody who has so much going for him, I'm disappointed that he's not using it more in a positive way. Barkley said about Kanye, especially that he's a black man.
Mm.
And we know how hard it is to be successful. And when you get to the mountaintop, you can either do good or bad. He's in an unbelievable position to make a difference.
Hold up.
But I'm disappointed that he's not using it in a more positive way.
Cue that swoosh.
This nigga just ran all off the road and into the median strip. Just hit about 10 deers, killed a whole fucking family of forest creatures.
Oh, shit.
Are you fucking kidding me? This motherfucker talking about he is not a fucking role model. Well, and you going to tell Kanye West he needs to step up?
The person in the user comments said, I remember when I was a kid, one thing, Charles Barkley said, I am not a role model.
There you go.
So exactly. How can he come at Kanye?
You can't say a goddamn thing.
When he said the same thing.
Nothing.
Actually.
Absolutely nothing.
My childhood memory of Charles Barkley is when we went to Lancaster to see the Sixers training camp. I'll tell you how long ago this was. Andrew Toney and Maurice Cheeks came out and gave everybody a dap and was signing an autograph.
Mark Iberoni!
Doc and Moses Malone came out, rest in peace, and whatever, got in the car and was talking to kids or whatever. Barkley came out and got in the back of their car and was like, don't ask me for no damn autographs. Barkley. That's my childhood memory of that.
He forgot all that, though.
Oh, well, I mean, he probably don't even remember that shit. And then
he forgot about throwing stuff at little kids and throwing people out windows. He forgot all about that.
I thought the biggest trapdoor was the second guy who chimed in on the user comments with the simple phrase, fuck Barkley. He can use his fame to make a difference too. But he felt like, nah, he's better off preaching about how what happened in Ferguson is our fault. They lit Barkley
right
up.
That's
yes,
right.
Exactly. Remember that shit?
Yes.
Oh,
damn.
Boy, they lit Barkley up. They
damn,
lit him
Barkley
up. Fucking Kurt G hitting with the hold up.
Nigga, just shut the fuck up. You got nothing to say about nobody on that type of level. Not at all.
Yo, so can Kanye West use his fame for positive enforcement? Can he do it?
A lot of people could.
Would he want to do it?
Because if he wanted to,
he would be doing it. I don't even expect him to do it, or I don't want him to do it if they don't want to do it. I wouldn't want to force somebody into something they don't want to do.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's true. Kanye, he's a fame whore. I mean, that's just what it get right down to. Yo, he's a fame whore. Him and his wife, point blank. Yeah, I said it.
He said, yeah,
I'm a lawyer.
Oh, they live on TMZ.
You know what I mean?
It ain't a story on TMZ without either one of them being on that motherfucker.
Well, shit, son. I mean, their TMZ is just back and forth. TMZ get paid for having them on, and they get paid every time TMZ put them on.
And so it's a mutual agreement.
You better believe me. They call them right stories along on themselves. They're like, yo, call them up and tell them we're about to be here.
Exactly. Quid pro quo. So. That's what's up, no doubt. All right, what do I got here? Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. This is a big one. Q-Tip appointed as the Kennedy Center's first artistic director of hip hop culture.
Abstract, I ain't mad with that at all.
Yo, Abstract will be taking his reins to the very first artistic director of hip hop culture at the Kennedy Center. He said he's already designed programs that celebrate each pillar of the tradition, including teaching, live remix performances, workshops, and plenty more. All are aimed at reinforcing the American music narrative that emphasizes the importance of hip-hop culture.
Thank you.
Okay? So, now you got your man Tip, who was dissed by Iggy Azalea. Don't try to teach me about no fucking rap. I'm the number one rapper out.
She sounded drunk.
You know what? She probably was right. She was number one rapper.
Don't come up here telling me about no motherfucking rap.
Rapping.
That's all she doing is rapping.
Man, she wasn't even doing that, my nigga.
You don't know what she was doing.
All that being said, but what I'm saying is, see, all that being said, I'm going to tell you why this is big. It's big because people who want to always change the narrative about what hip-hop is to fit their own personal jump off. See, when you're getting at the Kennedy Center, now you're going to have a lot of white folk and others who don't really know nothing about, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, I just thought rap was and Hammer with the balloon pants. I mean, I'm telling you, it's big, yo. That's the foundation. That's saying that Herc and Bambaataa and Flowers and Hollywood and everybody gets their due. And how it came up. I mean, it wasn't just one day NWA, you know, one day Public Enemy. It wasn't Rodney Dangerfield, then the next thing Drake. You gotta be fucking kidding.
I'm gonna say this, B.
What up?
I am going to reserve my thoughts.
Oh,
all of that till I see it. I mean, I first of all said it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
No better but person so to
was,
pick.
So was VH1 Honors a good thing? So
yeah,
I
but
need to see,
that was a
I
commercial.
Happen.
That was a commercial entity. They had to make money doing that shit.
I understand.
The Kennedy Center. This is self-funded. You don't need that shit. You know that. Now you could reserve judgment if they pick Coombs to do it.
True.
I mean, you know, then he gonna turn it into, you know, sponsored by Ciroc down at the Kennedy Center. You know, take that. You know,
Just give me a year, B.
Right. You want to see how if the funding continues.
So let me ask you, what do you think about Q-Tip being picked, though?
I think that's a great call.
That's not the problem to me. The problem, where it would come in was not going to be with Q-Tip. The problem's going to be is the Kennedy Center going to still stomach it after a couple years? Are they going to be like, you know what, this shit's not doing what we thought it would do?
Or are they going to start shooting in Kanye?
Again, this is what I'm saying. See, the Kennedy Center don't have to worry about the commercial aspect of making money. They're self-funded. You don't need all that other shit. You don't need
I hear you saying
Kanye.
Self-funded, but money comes from somewhere, B.
That comes from the Kennedy Center endowment. That shit is already funded, my nigga.
Right. Well, give me a year. That's all I'm saying.
I gotta admit, I'm disappointed. You guys are skeptical.
Skeptical
because we've seen it too many times.
We've seen hip hop being brought
on
to
a commercial level, though.
VH1
Honors was doomed because they had to make money. So instead of doing it the way they should have did, you know, they keep bringing shoehorning niggas in, and you want to bring niggas up there and shit. You know, forgetting lyrics to classic records and shit and all kinds of dumb shit.
Forgive my skepticism, but I feel like my man Eagle over there.
Wow.
We've seen it. We've seen this story too many times. And niggas, they get on board and it sounds good and hip-hop is at the forefront. And then next thing you know, hip-hop's in the background.
Wow.
They're going to have to prove it this time, B.
I gotta see some shit happen. Show me the motherfucking money.
I'm thinking with Q-Tip involved, that Q-Tip is...
It's not him, B. It's not him. You keep putting
it
on him.
It's not him. It's not about Q-Tip at all.
It's not about him. It wasn't even about Fab Five Freddy back then. It was about VH1.
Right. And this is a totally different entity. This is a Kennedy
different
Center.
Entity, same
okay.
type of mindset.
So
though,
you
B.
mean to tell me... Now, Wynton Marcellus is they are not making Wynton Marcellus sell his ass down there directing jazz.
Jazz is not hip hop, my brother.
Jazz is not hip hop, B.
But Wynton's not selling his ass.
Jazz doesn't have that same stigma that hip hop has attached to it.
And we're not
saying
that Q-Tip is going
to
do that.
What do you mean? What stigma?
You know the stigma of hip hop. What it is? With a gang culture, a gangster culture.
But Q-Tip is not bringing none of that shit in there.
He is not. But the name hip hop itself brings a lot.
Trust
of shit
me when
with
I tell you,
culture. It brings a lot of shit with it.
Trust me when I tell you,
I'm
son.
Talking about people's perception. I'm
okay,
not talking about what it actually is.
But that's why they go to the Kennedy Center. That's why they trust the Kennedy Center. Oh, I'm Elizabeth. I'm going down to see the rap exhibit. There was things I really didn't realize.
Nigga, hit that nigga with that wire shit.
Exactly.
You sound like you might have been smoking some of that good shit,
nigga,
my nigga.
I'm trying to tell you, my nigga.
I'm not falling for the banana, B.
These motherfucking Northern Virginia Potomac, you know, rich whiteys, they're going to show up down
there.
They're
not going
realize
to give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck about it now.
Are you
kidding? And they don't give a fuck if Kennedy Center putting it on or their fucking grandma's putting
it on. The Kennedy Center gives it legitimacy in people's eyes who, you're right, normally don't give a fuck. You're right. Normally, on a normal talking about, be there, Constitution Hall, hammer. Yo, these rich motherfuckers don't give a fuck about that. But down in the Kennedy Center gives it a certain, you know, a certain.
Je ne sais quoi.
Nah, but a certain credibility that they're going to go down there and it's going to be something that they're going to learn something that's going to be unique. It's going to be authentic. You're not going to have.
Give me 1 year,
you're gonna,
B.
You're not going to have.
All we're asking for is time, my nigga. Just give us some time. We ain't going to jump. We are applauding the fact that they're doing it.
Absolutely.
I'm applauding
and happy that it's Q-Tip.
I'm happy that it's Q-Tip. I'm happy that it's somebody that's actually going to give a damn about hip-hop culture and try to bring it to the forefront. We're happy about that. But the fact that these other entities that are involved and knowing
you keep
that.
You saying other entities. There's nobody involved. There's no commercial entity. Killer,
can
it's
we
just
give it a year?
Can we give
it
some
it
time,
a year?
B. Right. Give us some
I mean,
time.
Y'all niggas,
you're
know
not
going
to change your mind.
No,
exactly.
We're not going to change your mind. No, it's not about changing your
mind.
I guess to a certain extent, I understand your skepticism because market forces have done hip hop in for the most part. And if there was market forces, if this was on a sneak tip being sponsored by Sprite or McDonald's, next thing you know, you're going to be looking at a bust of Kumo D next to Drake talking about what Drake's had better hits than Kumo D, and then it's all fucked up.
It's all fucked up now.
Well,
B, like
we going to see.
We going to see. Give us some time, my nigga. I just ain't going to get on that bus right now, son.
All right. That's what's up. Because
this nigga don't need no coat like a coat need a nigga.
All right. That's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Talking about all fucked up now. I just seen this. I wasn't going to bring it up, but I'm going to bring it up just quickly to see what you think. This mixtape by the young producer Metro Boomin. Apparently, he took his beats and put them over Biggie's lyrics. And niggas fucking lost their minds.
Yeah.
It started out as cats saying, well, damn, the young nigga got his heart in the right place. Why y'all dissing to out and out? Save that trap lean shit. You should have gave them beats to Young Thug or Future. The fuck out of here. Biggie's rolling in his grave. You know, the anniversary of Smalls and everything going on. I'm just saying, Kurt G, help me out here. You like trap beats, but can you imagine trap beats over Biggie's lyrics?
I haven't heard it. I have
can
not
you
heard
imagine it,
it
though?
I can imagine it because Smalls probably would be rapping on some trap shit right now.
I doubt it.
If he was
doubt
out,
it.
I don't doubt
it. No, I don't doubt
I don't
it
doubt that at
the
all.
The only reason why
he still
he's doing
it,
that because it's got Puffy Juice written all over it.
Nigga,
it's the only
I'm
reason why he'd be doing
nigga,
it.
Nigga, do you know who's rapping over trap beats right now and do it all the time?
Styles P.
And all of them niggas, hard white niggas that was down with that train back then. They ain't fucking with that train right
Busta
now.
Busta Rhymes.
A lot of niggas that we thought wouldn't be doing that shit
exactly.
is doing it. So I wouldn't say Smalls would be on it right now.
Yep.
Smalls
and he probably would still be sounding dope, but he would be on them beats.
He would be on them beats. And I don't have a problem with if the niggas is rhyming nice over them shits, I'm down with it. My problem is why has everybody got to rhyme on a third grade level or less than that? On them shits. That's my problem with it. That's why I like the beats more than I like the niggas on the beats because them niggas is rhyming like fucking EB niggas.
They are rhyming.
You with the EBs. For those that don't know, we about to be on some Donald Thump shit real quick. EBs are people that aren't as
learning disability.
Learning disability niggas. Niggas is rhyming with their tongue stuck on in the cheeks.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That shit took you back, didn't it, Egree?
Back to York High.
You know what I'm saying? Star program, nigga.
Oh, doubt.
No doubt, star program. Ain't that a bitch?
Well, look, yo, I heard the a few of the cuts because I can only take a few of them because I like trap music instrumentals as well.
Oh, so you okay? All right.
But them joints was not to me. They were not worth listening to, and then to have Biggie's voice on those, it was kind of a travesty to me. I think I made it through 45 seconds of each one of them. I was like, nah.
The last comment on there was simply he was like, damn, why not just play the originals?
Pretty much. So, pretty much.
Yeah, because a lot of niggas, they try to remix shit, but they don't put the time in to sync the vocals up with the beat.
Right.
And
right.
That's what fucks me up. I don't give a damn how hot the track is. If the vocals is off, I'm not listening to that shit.
Mm, well, like I said, after the show, we can check a couple tracks out and see what you think.
Yeah, but I'm not mad at the spirit of what he did, really, right. Because like I said, he's a young nigga and he just trying to give a little shout out to Biggie.
Right, and that's what the cats was saying, that damn, his heart was in the right place, yo. Don't beat him up like that.
But you can't do it on the anniversary, though. Sorry.
Well, I mean, he ain't the only one.
This is the time that he felt he should do it.
Right.
Because everybody else is. But he was 100, wrong. It's 100 niggas out there that did a bunch of joints.
Oh, nigga, there's no question about that. I'm going to be honest. I looked at 5 to 7 Biggie remixes that I did not listen to.
And next year's going to be worse because it'll be 20 years.
Oh, really?
20 years next year.
Damn.
Even worse.
Yeah, it's going to be worse.
So everybody's going to do it.
Wow. Unbelievable. All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Royce da 5'9". Expresses his regret at not signing with Dr. Dre. Royce says, I wonder what would have happened if I had done that. What kind of music would I have been able to make? Basically, Dre offered him $250,000 budget and unlimited Dre beats.
Damn.
Tommy Boy offered him a straight up $1 million.
Hard to turn away from that.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Royce goes on to saying, but really, the best decision I ever made in my life was the decision to stop drinking and get sober. That happened in 2012, and he's been sober ever since. But I think about that when I think about what could have happened. I'm going to tell you what could have happened. You could have been Bishop Lamont. What could have happened? You could have been Rakim. What could have happened? You could have been Stat Quo. I often wonder what the Statlanta with the Dre beats sound like. I mean, that haunts me.
Because, the world will never know.
I'm just saying, Dre got the original Statlanta in a vault somewhere over his beats. I bet that shit is spectacular.
Yo, Stat Quo is just so nice with the
lyrics. I think about all the records that Bishop Lamont recorded that are now sitting in a vault.
Yep.
Can we, fucking Rakim? Come on, son.
Yeah.
So, 50
took most of those beats.
You think 50 took the Rakim beats?
On that first album, Get you Rich or Die Trying, he took a lot of those beats.
Ain't that a bitch? Wow, that's incredible. Yo, son, I'm just saying, so my thing to Royce, my opinion is, you probably would have got put on the shelf, my nigga.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
And you'd have been up there with a lot of great guys on the shelf.
Because Dre was so busy. He was trying to run a label, trying to do all kinds of shit and putting niggas on the back shelf, putting niggas like, you know, I don't know if I put that shit out. Then he'll listen to it. He type of nigga that listen to your shit today, love it, listen to it 2 weeks from now and hate it.
I know.
Love it or hate it.
That's for real.
I know.
One of them type of niggas that he just that involved in shit. And he's so not wanting to put a drop of dud.
I wonder if anybody got any influence out there. Any Hip Hop Digest listeners, you got any influence with Dr. Dre? Could he email me to Statlanta?
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that, my nigga.
Could he email me to Statlanta over his beats?
Nigga. That's not happening.
That shit haunts me, yo. Because Stat Quo was just murdering the game back then. That's what's up. Oh, and he is from Atlanta, by the way.
You don't hate the South that much, B?
It's the Atlanta.
You fuck with them Southern dudes?
That's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the, of course, you know I'm going to respond after our sponsor gave us a
Herb
lesson.
Herbbox.com.
Herbbox, nigga. HERBBOXX.
Our sponsor, no doubt. He decided basically he was going to give us a lesson And I took away three bullet points from that. People, my boy called me up. He's like, damn, nigga, I'm listening to the show. I'm waiting for you to get at this nigga. And I'm a pretty good debater when I prepare, but mostly I go into listening mode. And so after the show, me and Kerji's talking about this shit, my first bullet point that I took away from that was the venting. I'm glad that our sponsor was able to vent his frustrations on the perceived New York niggas, even though Kerji's from Florida.
But you know what? I'm a have his back on that. That's not a perception.
Okay.
The New York niggas was straight shitting on the South. not a perception. That is real deal.
So he comes from an era where he was like, you know what? When I get my chance, bing, bing, I'm going to put a two-piece on New York niggas. So when he did that, I was glad that we could provide that vehicle for him. Number two is standards is what I kept talking about, and having a standard and holding the standard about MCs. But you know, he threw a Houston standard on me. I don't know if any of you guys noticed that, but at the point on the show when I said I thought the Scarface Classic was the fix, he was like, nigga, what the fuck you talking about? Ain't the fix. You think the fix? It was the Untouchable. So he threw a Houston standard on me. So, man, you don't know nothing about H-Town. You don't know nothing about, like, rocked H-Town. Untouchable bump, better than the fix down there. Am I correct in that assumption, G?
No, you are correct.
Okay.
Untouchable bumped all through the South, my
okay.
nigga.
Okay. But that is a standard, though, right?
Yep.
Okay, and he threw it on me, didn't he?
Yep.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure about that. And number three, I believe that this whole thing just is a lack of understanding. Okay? Your boy, and I'm going to use Scarface as the perfect example. Okay? His boycott of the VH1 Honors, along with Luke and Tony Draper. Okay? They all boycotted the VH1 Honors. I'm going to read directly from the interview. In a heated rant, this is Scarface, by the way. In a heated rant, Scarface vented to Ozone Magazine and said that he would not be attending the show because he felt disrespected, being boxed into such a narrow category as just Dirty South. Scarface says, I'm hip-hop, man. I'm hip-hop. So I'm not going because I feel slighted. Even though it was a nice gesture, I feel like it's just a pacifier. They're like, let's get these Southern niggas a pacifier so they can stop feeling left out. That's your man Scarface who's saying, I want to be considered hip-hop first. Kerr G.
Hall of Famer.
You want to help me on that, son?
Scarface is a Hall of Famer.
Okay, and he wanted to be considered hip-hop first.
Hip-hop.
So explain to them, why Scarface do you think wanted to be considered hip-hop first?
Because he went through all the bullshit of coming up from the South and going up to New York and to the North and getting dissed and getting booed when they came up here.
And what did he do?
He went back home. He didn't take it as fuck y'all niggas. He took it, you know what? I'm going to get my game up and I'm going to step my lyrical game up and show y'all motherfuckers that I am one of the nicest in this shit. And he is now a Hall of Famer.
Okay. Hall of Famer MC in hip-hop. Am I correct, Swervin?
Hip-hop.
You are absolutely correct, sir.
I'm just saying. So, you know, shout out to our sponsor. I'm just saying those are the three bullet points that I took away from that particular conversation that I don't think that he probably fully understood. He said, yeah, you know what?
I don't think that he didn't understand. I think that he was so busy venting.
He was venting.
He was so busy, like, getting it off his chest. Like, and then you represented New York to him. You didn't represent hip-hop. You represented New York to him.
All I was representing was hip-hop.
And he was representing the South. So it was became that back and forth. Like, nigga, I'm the South. You New York. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? And he wasn't coming off of his perch, and you wasn't coming off of yours.
Yeah, but again, like I said, I certainly, and I maintain this, I'm just about the standard. And I don't give a fuck how many records Young Thug make. That motherfucker cannot rhyme.
Damn, B, can you put a little bit more venom in this?
All right, B, I'm not no venom.
He was soft on it, B. You didn't see how soft he was?
I'm just saying. And I appreciate each and every person on Twitter who, you know, backed me up on that. because that's on the Hip Hop Digest. That's what we about. Nigga, you know how many times we have thrown our heroes under the bus on this show?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, my
And will
goodness.
Again.
And will again.
Continue to throw them under the bus because my whole point in that whole shit was nothing to do with New York, the South, none of that. I don't give a fuck about West Coast, none of that shit. My whole point is hip hop. If you represent the culture, and then I represent you. I'm down with you. As long as you represent the culture of hip-hop.
And I'm a ride with you,
I'm
my
a ride
nigga.
With you. As long as you represent it hip-hop. Is. I'm not riding with you on that bullshit. And if you're doing bullshit, I'm not fucking with you. No way.
At all.
At all. Even if it's quality bullshit, I'm not fucking with you like that.
Quality bullshit?
I'm not fucking with you like that. Because it's not, it's not hip-hop. It's not hip-hop. You got to have a standard of saying what is hip-hop and what is not.
Well, let me ask you this then. Let me just play devil's advocate for a moment.
All right.
Got to do it. Besides Scarface, would you say that there are any hip-hop artists from the South?
Yes.
Would you like to name a few, sir?
Well, I mean, the obvious ones here. Okay, we're talking about obvious. We're talking about when you say Outkast.
Yes.
Okay, that is exactly what it is. That is hip-hop at its finest.
You said 8-Ball MJG.
Got it.
Hip-hop.
You know? Now,
I just wanted to make a point here that it really is not about the North or South or East or West. It's about hip-hop, like you said, because there are hip-hop artists from everywhere.
Now, actually, and it's funny because when I think about hip-hop and when you ask for hip-hop artists
right.
from the South, I'm going to chime in DJ Magic Mike. See, now see, people can be, oh, who's that? What? Who? See,
he's a DJ.
Exactly. See, there's people who contributed to this thing, okay? And not everybody has, you know, platinum dreams and shit, but who have done some spectacular things that nobody ever want to talk about, okay? Or that people may have forgotten about, you know?
Yeah.
So, yes, there are some. Now, look. Let's just put this out here. This is going to get into the next topic of the Hip Hop Digest is, to me, the lack of understanding and certainly cultural differences. Okay? I think number one is that maybe, and you can help me on this, G, that Southern MCs just do not come from battling. They don't come from battling. Historically.
That's not the culture that they came up
right,
under.
Right, that's not the culture that they came up under. So every time in this, and we're talking back in the days here, we're not talking now, because right now Atlanta runs New York and niggas in New York is following them motherfuckers like lost puppy dogs.
What
That's 100. We run New York. You know what I mean? That's not the standard today. Everybody can see the standard right now, but we talking about back in the days. To have Southern guys from a certain era upset at New York, but you didn't come from battling. So every time New York guys approach you, not because you from the South, because you just another MC, that's what they do. And that starts, basically, it's rooted in the old school. Kumo D versus Busy B, 1981. One of the most influential rap battles of all time. And it started the art form of lyricism.
Yep.
Yo, your boy Busy B really was just a party rapper, to be honest with you.
Ball diggy, ball diggy, ball diggy, ball diggy, diggy.
He was just a party rhymer. Kumo
Say
D.
Say ho!
Kumo D, right, is one of the first wordsmiths. So he just basically destroyed Busy, and that was it. But it was crazy influence. But that's in the city. That's New York. You know, that's the pontification of what hip-hop was. You know, I had to get all greasy.
You gotta wipe the side of your mouth, yeah. My nigga, when you said
pontification now, yeah. Y'all. So, Kumo D, again, that's why he's in my top five, versus LL Cool J from 1987 and 1991. A protracted war, my nigga. Okay?
Yep.
Kumo D wanted to teach a 19-year-old MC a lesson. Of course, you got records like How You Like Me Now. Then you got LL Cool J with To The Break Of Dawn. I mean, not in chronological order. Goddamn, Ice-T got rolled up in At A Break Of Dawn, too.
And yeah, he did.
Lit the fuck up. But that's beside the point.
Jack the Ripper.
You know, exactly. Jack the Ripper. That's what I was going to say next. Thank you very much, sir. again, the underrated from Kumo D, which I think people need to go back and listen to, Let's Go. God, he lit LL the fuck up.
He did go at him.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But that's a protracted war. That's New York. That is the top of the food chain who is involved in lyrical battling. Lyrical battling. Not beef. Not this Gucci Mane, Jeezy, stolen chain murder shit.
But let me ask you, though, B, does that take away from the Dungeon Family and the stuff that Goody Mob and them was talking about?
No, what I'm trying to get forth is an understanding of, I think that there was a lack of understanding of, the South guys were saying, look, we're doing hip-hop, New York niggas, don't, you should think that this is excellent. This is what we bumping down here.
Right.
New York niggas, from the top of the food chain on down, even in the lunchroom, my nigga, you remember coming up in a lunchroom, niggas going in. You remember Rick J in the back of the store, niggas going in.
Yeah.
It's about battling.
Yeah.
Penn Park is about battling.
Well, even these days when these people do these videos, all that, what do they call it, cypher things now or whatever they are, where they...
Right. Right,
I mean, so
but I see where you're going. Like you said, the way it was set up, that niggas was just going at each other hard, and that's just how they do it. So when the South came into play, they looked at that like, nigga, you ain't lyrically as nice as I am. That's bullshit. I'm not fucking with that South shit. That shit is some bullshit. And they came at them so hard, but they weren't used to that type of shit. They took it as straight disrespect. Like, nigga, fuck y'all. You mean you don't like what we doing? Nigga, fuck you. You don't like what the fuck we doing down here? Like you said, fly away then, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
But the thing is, they did that to each other all the time. That's just how they came up. New York niggas just came up with, I'm coming at you. You're just the next nigga that think you nice. Nigga, you ain't as nice as me.
Right.
So, fuck you. Nigga, you ain't nice as me. Your shit's whack.
Yep. But no matter who you were.
No matter who you were. You're, nigga, you could be real nice. But if you ain't nice as me, nigga, your shit whack.
Boogie Down Productions, Juice Crew, 86 to 88. It means famous. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. You know? KRS-One, MC Shan. It's crazy. You know? Kill That Noise. Bridges Over. South Bronx. Roxanne, Shantae is only good for steady fucking.
Beep. Oh, I was late. I was late, huh?
I'm just saying. I mean, this is crazy. You know, Mr. Magic dissing up at the radio station. You know what I mean? Dissing.
No more music by the suckers.
Right, exactly. No more music by the suckers. Mr. Magic dissing up at the radio station. The only thing it did for Public Enemy is make them motherfuckers mad enough to go back to the studio and put out It Takes a Nation.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, yo. You know, I mean, I think it's just a failure of understanding.
They didn't see that. The South took it real personal. They didn't see it like these niggas is trying to battle us. They saw it like these niggas is just straight dissing us, straight talking down on us, straight talking shit to us. If they'd have took it as a battle, South niggas would have came up and went right back at them.
Right, exactly. Or if they would at least, at a minimum, did what Scarface did at the beginning of this topic and say, you know what? I was with the Ghetto Boys. We in New York. We got booed. You know what? I know why we got booed. I'm going back to work on my craft because we wasn't good enough. By the time it was all said and done, Scarface is a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
He's on arguably some of the most important records ever done in the 90s. So they're there. And more important, and I did a little bit of research. I was thinking about who, only the person I could think of was a Roxanne Wars. Who sort of entered, not even into the battle, they just sort of jumped in. Shout out to Gigolo Tony and Lacey Lace for the parents of Roxanne.
Gigolo Tony, yo, goddamn, yo, nigga, that's way back.
Hey,
yeah, buddy. But, is that 84?
I'm thinking that's the Roxanne Wars from, 84, 85. You got it.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, of course, Gigolo Tony. But see, I don't know nothing about the South, right? I'm disrespecting, though, right? When I'm bringing up Gigolo Tony. Don't let me pull out records that's produced by Gigolo Tony and his bitch. See, I'm about hip-hop, son. I'm not about this in the South. The South got to show and prove just like everybody the fuck else, or else I'm dissing.
There it is.
So, without further ado, beep.
Yeah, beep, people should be using beep, this second to go ahead and rate the show.
So, yeah, they're going to go ahead and rate the show, but right now, womp, womp.
Yes, sir.
I got him.
Got him. Oh.
Kirji was late on the trigger, so I got him.
Yeah, nigga, the shit went, the screen went dead on me.
Damn, I tried to help you.
I know you tried to help me, but just as, when you fucking know it, just before the album of the week, the fucking screen decides to go to sleep. I was like, you motherfucker.
I was ready to get on with this Donald Trump protesting that was going on, but nah, B, you wasn't on the button.
Okay, without further ado, here we go. Albums of the week brought to you by
Herbox. That's herbbox.com. Yes. All right, this week we got ST Knack and Relentless Black and White Jesus. That's ST Knack and Relentless Black and White Jesus. And we got MWP New Horizon. That's MWP New Horizon. And the instrumental joint is the Jazz Jousters, Locations, Cuba.
Oh, that's what's up. I want to give a shout out to Torre. That entitled is just spectacular.
Man.
It's spectacular.
Ooh, boy.
That's penciled in.
That's penciled in?
Yeah, you'll hear. Yes, you'll hear us talk about that later.
That's already making your list.
That's spectacular. No doubt. Swervin, what's good, yo? I know you thought you had some leftover things about our wonderful sponsor, Herbox.
Oh, no, I was just saying, you know, I talked to him a little bit after, during the week and was trying to get him to go ahead and speak his piece on Twitter and stuff. But, yeah, our listeners was not really understanding his point of view at all. But I do want to make it clear that just because our voices are loud and strong doesn't mean that we can't listen to other people at least. It's just, you know, when you come on or if you want to write us or whatever, just know what you're talking about and we'll discuss it. Mm.
Oh, that's what's up. I'm good to go. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers better not try to impeach my credibility when I'm bringing up Gigolo Tony. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Impeach the president.
Hey, yo, I'm just saying, yo. What's good, my nigga?
Jeez.
Peace.
Peace.
One.
You deserve more. Herbox is here to give you more. Fortunately, the cannabis laws and stereotypes are slowly being changed. Herbox is a medical and recreational cannabis container that brings style and fashionable credibility to the cannabis community and movement. Check out our website at herbox.com, which is herbbox.com. Accessories say a lot about a person, and Herbox says that you are exquisite and superior. Cheers.
DJ Brands. Knock, knock. Starvin' B, it's me, Six Side, Ever Science, New York to Paris, what's up? When a 5-minute high's all the world has to offer, you tend to stand around on dangerous corners, placing your orders. Only reason they hesitated to offer you, that plain closed officer that's watching for the possible snorter. Importer, exporter, it depends which day. When the karma ricochets, put an end to your slick ways. Better take it serious like a reporter. I just hope I make them furious with my disorder. See, I've been going harder since you could pay for a call with a quarter. You shit shoveling, low scores get cut shorter. I didn't need a coyote to cross the border. It's the same old B that had the Ultima in Florida. Jumping out the water in the warrior stance. Go inside, hand your daughter my pants. Listen, if somebody with a switchblade asks for a dance, control his hand till you hear something snap like a rubber band. Say thanks for the chance to advance my skills. I disarm whack MCs like Jim Abbott on the hill. Bleed bars like a savage, let it spill. You think you've seen hard, I'll
let you have it, it's habit for me to kill.
Dog days got us coasting. Wrong time on the right street, give me the right beat, explosions. Raise your glass like you're toasting. I bust you down to the white meat and leave it wide open, wide open. You already know when. Dark shadow, no cloak is in your hallway smoking. I'm war at your front door. You want more? You're war at your front door. You want more? Who said chivalry was dead? Throw hands with the military feds. The cigarettes were killing me instead. I die a horrible death before I jump in your bed. Starving, get it cracking like a carton of eggs. Part of my legs when I'm walking all over you. The arson I'm known to do. Kerosene in the carpet of the vocal booth. After I smoke a few spliffs the size of pygmies. Back to the grizzly. Celebrating, I snatch Lewinsky, capture the frenzy, ain't nobody come back to defend me. I know the world is filled with rappers, but whackness offends me. Happy to be here, three cheers for the listeners with deep ears. They live for the lyrics, something to see here. I dish it like a private corporation. Insider information off the axis, addicts across the nation. Foreplay for fornication. I'm war at your front door, organizations bracing for confrontation.
Dark days got us coasting. Wrong time on the right street, give me the right beat, explosion. Raise your glass like you're toasting. I bust them down to the white meat and leave it wide open, wide open. You already know when. The dark shadow, no cloak is in your hallway smoking. I'm war at your front door. You want more? You're on war at your front door. You want more?
Praise.
Realness is something that comes from the air. On its own free.
Real talk, this is real as it get. The ones really getting shine, ain't who really can spit. And ain't nobody really helping, they ain't giving you shit. On the real, lest they feel you can give them a hit. And then they really going hard, really swiping the card. Really thinking that you own the chain, house, and the car. But really that shit is barred. Really you getting duped. And if they really spending money, you never really record. Just look at who really lasts, really getting the cash. You really don't see the label out grinding, busting their ass. Who really be in the lab, really be in the trap. Who really be doing shows in danger getting clapped. Executives sitting back telling you what the streets want to hear. You really know it because you really be there, but you really want you a deal. Really think it's gonna get you a meal. Who else really trying to give you the real? It's real shit, man.
I do it for y'all. Real rap music for y'all.
I got the skill to keep it real. I'm authentic, always real. I don't get synthetic. Realness, I bring to it. I know you're feeling this. They talk a good one, but they don't know how real it is.
100%.
That's all fair.
Word of my, the fucking shit is real.
On the real, this rap shit ain't really all of the scene. Gassing you to sell records, really selling the dream. But getting 8 cents an album, really getting no cream. Your record contract is really a scheme. Really see what I mean? The artists revolve, the labels evolve. Your problem is selling records, then they problem is solved. Is they a drop and act quick and sign another them all? It's real talk that I'm giving to y'all, y'all. The realness is, the fearless is, the show with fearlessness to help you to make the illest shit. The real is this, I'll probably never pop. Cause when you give it to them smart, it never really get hot. I'm surprised it's a spot for Cole and K-Dot. Keep them stupid, feed them slop. The mortars come from the top, that's how they stay in the spot. The real's in the music, now I can give it to you. But what you gonna do with it?
I do it for y'all. Real rap music for y'all.
Got the skill to keep it real.
I'm authentic, always real. I don't get synthetic. The realness I bring to it.
I know you're feeling this. They talk a good one, but they don't know how real it is.
100%.
It's all real.
Check it out. The fucking shit is real.
I've been real since day one. Credit been A1. Ask them who real is tall. If they real, they say none. My gold chains is real. Diamonds too, homie. Rap and rock a real flood. In front and the fake rolling. Top ticking. The realer you are, then your stock risen. But they got it backwards. That's how the plot thicken. They ain't really getting cake. Really push your weight. And if you really bad it, you really put it on tape. That's real. Like being responsible black males. Know about the latest kicks. Don't know when the last meal for your kid. And real ain't just doing the bid. But getting better in time and knowing more than you did when you first got knocked. On the real, all my verses knock. And that's real shit, believe it or not. I'm the realest with the quotes, the realest with the liners in the notes. This really the realest shit I ever wrote.
I do it for y'all. Real rap music for y'all.
Got the skill to keep it real.
I'm authentic, always real. I don't get synthetic. The realness I bring to it.
I know you're feeling it. They talk a good one, but they don't know how real.
real it is. 100%.
It's all real, real.
The fucking shit is real. Real.
With the tools and mechanics, so watch the wag vanish. Home court advantage, you limp away in the bandage. Fans can understand that I want could even manage. Life's a cinematic, yet I spit it so candid. Look here, vintage jersey. Take the L like the Spurs, down wizard with words. Watch me when I kill him with verbs. Slice swerve, no need for panic. Flow relaxed up in the hammock. Gave you the definition, still most can understand it. Travel beyond galaxy, your jewelry so fallacy. Put the pollen in your cheek sheets, to blame it on allergies. Six release, drop calories, stand firm with the salary. Headed for greatness, so these lames to try to saddle me. Measure wrist to armpit, golly, you're so conscious. Albums a kitty contest, mind's work of a scientist. Mind bit the skits, virtuoso in applying this. But if omnipotent, dominant catalyst.
It's getting overcrowded in this rap game.
You go against the grain.
Find a new hobby that you can take up.
Recognize them phony fellas. Go against the grain, cause I'm a real man.
It's getting overcrowded in this rap game.
You go against the grain.
Find a new hobby that you can take up.
Just a verse of the lab, we never do like them.
You ain't real.
My work's manifesto, Sean Paris to Fresno. City lights dim, you hear the boom back echo. Check the big pen's post, prescription overdose. Addiction, comatose, affliction, follow me close. Rose from the ashes, my God, ghetto apostle. Sharper minds clear with chemicals in your nostril. Wish a dude would type, lawyers and alibi type. Speak outright, leave foes mouths tight. Got bars over your head, Olympic style hits. The dirty sister crack sweep with red top sick. In my life, I'm no apologist, hood astrologist. The boys next your warrior live inside of this. Dream chasing never, I plan and execute. Hunt a man down like infidels in Beirut. You can roger that. Take over the house where your supply at. Hood brick style with these clowns to spy at.
It's getting overcrowded in this rap game.
We go against the grain.
Find a new hobby that you can take up.
Recognize them phony fellas. Go against the grain, cause I'm a real man.
It's getting overcrowded in this rap game.
We go against the grain.
Find a new hobby that you can take up.
Just a verse of the land, we never do like them.
You
ain't real.
Way too explicit, no profang slang. You see the stain in your brain signifies the Chiefs reign. 5 seconds off the scene from the time police came. Rain partially frozen, the time the sleet came. Check source, Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff. Endorse graffiti graphics, spray cans exhaust. Knock it off, your mixtapes as good as a piss shake. Your release on the mishap label's a mistake. Salivate over beats I chose, freaks and foes. Catalog resonates, slickness I impose. Told them those if you like, I implode and shed the light. Control rap satellite. Bring a pistol to the dagger fight. Beneficence, most unique in existence. Third rock from the sun, the fourth, fifth is the sixth sense. I'm all business in this rap game of snakes. You started from the bottom, but you'll return from mistakes.
It's getting overcrowded in this rap game.
You go against the grain.
Find a new hobby that you can take up.
Recognize them phony fellas. Go against the grain, cause I'm a real man.
It's getting overcrowded in this rap game.
You go against the grain.
Find a new hobby that you can take up.
Just a verse of the land, we never do like
MCs,
you ain't real.
I'll fucking fuck you and all your lesbian fish eating friends in front of your fucking mother.
Pause, was a punchline pugilist, leave him inside a body cast. Sound wave, shoddy blast, bitches, you ain't gotta ask. Ride coaster, the Holy Ghost will approach you the second we blow toast. Most of them stay local, living legend in a Lakers hat. Find me where the paper's at. Rats came raping the game, time to take it back. Face the facts, album on wax, stack heroes. Salute to the soldiers and troops back in the boroughs. California to Queens, everything in between. Got an unfuckwittable team, killing the scene. Syllable king spitting, it's a criminal thing. Rock the camel jacket, pack with the ratchet and had to match it. Red eye, flight into France, have to catch it. Back to bully bitches that feed in their glass pipes. Writing their diss raps, we beat them and snatch mics. Pauses unfuckwittable, beating their last rites.
Crushing grass.
life, I was cutting class, just doing the demo. Fuck you and your demo. You know what crime it is in the hood, that's my MO. Mossberg shotty, put your guts on the sidewalk. Blood leaking out your mouth as you side talk. Rock to the rhythm you rock. If you didn't draw quick enough, nigga, you shot. I put your life on it, homie, you can bet that. I leave four holes smoking through your Mets hat. With your head still in it, and I hop in the dark tenant, black infinite. And I'm back.
Fresh like release out the county.
Low cap so bad, more lines than your cocaine's unfuckwittable. Now your job's quittable. Telepesh got these haters miserable. Big up chooks, what it do? Mic check physical. Dissecting your brain, you can't hang. Get your neck jump broke up. That's a double dutch. What up in the cut? I got bars like liquor in my cup and my liver in the jug. My Cali slang's insane. Flipping like a car in the wrong lane. Head on collision like you sucking my thing. Back. Airplane, a bus. We connected, no one's fucking with us.
Like every day.